reporter. Hey!
Hello.
What's good?
This is Simone.
This is Sarita.
And this is Clean Ears. Back for another snippet. And
yes.
We are talking about why the church needs a 30-something ministry.
So much.
So at first, I thought it was just a problem that I saw in my church. And just as I was contemplating if it was perhaps time for me to move on, mm-hmm. I got all of my feelings hurt and learned that apparently when you turn 30 and you're not married,
right.
You've aged out. We're factionless right now, if you will.
Exactly. And I think it's because a lot of churches don't even have a 20-something ministry, so we get like there is progress that needs to be made. But if you age out of a youth ministry, if you age out of a 20-something ministry, if you don't want to be part of a singles ministry, because that's very different from a ministry for people in their 30s and a ministry for people who are looking to be in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have marriage ministries. They may have ministry for people who are retired or a little bit older. They've got children's ministry. But you have this whole demographic of people who are in their 30s and possibly 40s who are looking for a place.
Absolutely, and there is no place to be found. And it's hard because, say, you grow up, you're in the young adult ministry, mm-hmm. you're doing your thing, growing with Christ, it's fantastic. You start to, in your late 20s, early 30s, launch out into a ministry of your own, and then you're like, oh, where's my covering?
Right.
And you're like, let us go as something.
Where's my support? Because you're at a place of where you could be a mentor, but you probably went a couple more years on it. You could be mentored, but you're also a little bit old for that. Like,
yeah, and I've learned that the church kind of struggles with what to do with us, even based on conversations that I've had, because this is coming mm-hmm. after having conversations with people at my church, trying to get an understanding of what's going on with yeah. that, why there isn't one, and stuff like that. So trust, we've definitely gone through the appropriate channels to see, okay, what's up with that?
Yeah, and we don't want to go out here without our due diligence, and we've definitely spoken with people, even at other churches, and they're just like, we're at a place, especially in the world and in this century, where there's just so many more people in their 30s who aren't like fixed into like a married ministry or have kids and are a part of a children's ministry. And yes, everybody gets the word that's on Sunday, but a lot of people also get, you know, extra time for something that's specialized for them in their age range, because there are certain things in your 30s that you go through that we would like to have some specialized conversations about.
Absolutely. And we've learned that maybe in the past there have been, even in our particular church, we've learned that in the past there was a 30-something ministry. And I know it was found like a lot of people are coming just trying to maybe find someone.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is just what I heard. Didn't experience it. One 30 at a time, one checking for it.
Right.
It was probably barely saved. But, the thing is, what I've found is that as I grow in somebody who does mentor and as somebody who does have a ministry, it would be great to have people that I could have praying for me mm-hmm. and checking for me and making sure that I'm all right. Because again, you grow up, you come through the young adult ministry, you feel like, okay, I'm at a point where I'm a little bit mature for this, and you find yourself in the middle of nothing.
Yeah.
And so it's tough because they're like, okay, we'll continue to serve as single people, just continue to serve. And it's like, okay, now it's like you're almost forced into a position of leadership or self-discipleship. and then you're supposed to just be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I still want lessons. I still want to be poured into. I still want sermons that are for me, because then sometimes I try to just slide up in the young adult ministry anyway to be like, you know what? Let me not be too prideful to think that this is for this, that there's nothing here for me.
Right.
And then I'll go and I'll be like, no, I was right. I tried. And
yeah.
It's not to say that I get nothing, like, oh, I don't even speak the language of these children.
Yeah.
But it's to say that there's something that we need at this age when we're in a different financial place.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in a different place in our walk,
yeah.
It would be great to have something that really speaks to where we are in this stage and something that really cultivates us for discipleship from a leadership standpoint. I think it's a great age range
yeah.
for us to be ministered to from a place of leading and running ministries, because that's what we're doing. The thing is, we're leading and running ministries and we don't have anybody from our church.
Yeah.
Over us. So unless we seek it out through a small group or something like that, which is wonderful, but sometimes I feel like it would be awesome to be able to come together, because sometimes there are people who maybe didn't grow up in the church, came to Christ later in life and things, and they're in their 30s and they're wanting to go deeper, and there's nothing to go deeper into.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be great. Just from also a community standpoint, there's no guarantees in a small group that you'll have people in your age range. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really are going in kind of like, who's here? Like, it's right. It's a matter of that. And if you are, you're lucky and blessed. We've had a chance to be in a small group where it was a bunch of people in our age, and we were able to kind of grow up together.
Yes.
But as with many small groups, everybody has life happen, and you end up in different small groups and different, you know, situations. And it would be great to be in a place of where, even though that happens in your small group, you have a set ministry that is there for you to kind of really dig deep with you, because you are, if you are single, you're in a place of where you need a little bit more diving into when you're talking about your heart and your life and how to find fulfillment in there when so much of the world is just paring off, and you know, you need to help with identity, and people need to be spoken into in their situations. And I love the idea of being able to come together, and it's not networking, and it's not having to be cute because, you know, it's single ministry and you just try to be seen. And, you know, and that's really what single ministry is. It's like bring people together enough times and somebody's going to get married. And I really want to go to the place of where it doesn't matter your relationship status. It matters what you're going through and how we can be there for you. And so that's really what we're looking for. And again, like I said, we're in a place of where I know a lot of churches are just trying to figure out what to do with all these 30-somethings who are not in the place of where they were in their 30s. And I think that's really from the top down. A lot of them were married super early and they have no idea. And I think that's the hard part, is that no one is coming to the 30-somethings because they don't have any idea of what it's like to be single in your 30s and doing something else. It's just a different path, and they don't have anyone around them who chose that path. All of them got married super early. All of them, you know, have either been ministry for a long time or they went from business to ministry, and they don't have anyone in their circle who was like, hey, you know, I waited, or it took a little bit longer, or God's path for me was different. And so let's talk to people whose path is also different, who are in their late 20s, early 30s, late 30s, who are taking a different avenue and need to be spoken to differently. Because I know for me, sometimes I just be checking out because it's not for me.
Absolutely. And I think it's tough because, just like what you said, a lot of times they don't know what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, I guess it was a singles function, 30 plus, once. And what was interesting to me, just being in there and just seeing how things were set up, how things were laid out for us, I would realize, oh, you guys don't know us at all. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to clear the 20-something people out of the room and give us the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
We want something that speaks to where we are now. The challenges that we have now, just like Saritha said, there are different mental things that we go through now, because you're dealing with certain things on different things professionally. We're dealing with different things personally, and it can be challenging, especially with the identity piece. It can be challenging because you feel like you want to be stepping into your purpose, and it's like, oh no, I haven't found it, what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something that's definitely needed, so that we can be poured into on a different level, and even being prepared for mentorship. We want to mentor people who are younger than us, but if you don't necessarily have a heart for children or have a place where that could possibly be cultivated, then it's like, the idea just on its own is kind of daunting.
Yeah.
And so again, it just puts us in a place where we're still trying to figure things out, and we don't have that guidance, mm-hmm. or that community, because yeah. I think it would be great to know who's in that group as well,
mm-hmm.
so that we can partner with each other, not from a networking piece like, girl, I can help you and you can help me, but really partner with each other, especially if we're going through some of the same things. We can help each other talk it out.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who supposedly fall off, quote unquote, mm-hmm. once they get out of a young adult ministry because they just don't have community. And I think a great way to fix that is to have a 30-something community and ministry that's outside of us leading something, because I feel like that is pushed on people in their 30s, is to lead or to serve or something like that. But I know in a lot of instances, you don't actually get spoken into when you're serving all the time, you know, you're certainly appreciated, or you try to be appreciated, but you're not really spoken into. It's more of, well, here's a job, a volunteer job that you do on the weekends and the nights that you're free, because you're supposed to be so free, you know, so available when you're single. And I think thinking of people in that age group as more than just a workforce or a volunteer force, but as people who actually also need ministry, is definitely a mind thing that needs to happen.
Absolutely. It's definitely, we're in a just get off the teat space.
And so I'm, you like, could get some new kids on there.
And I'm like, we still need some teat. Just a little bit.
Yes. So I think really what we're talking about is, like, we just need churches to start talking to, and not assuming what their 30s need, but talk to some people who are in their 30s, and not people who work at the church, but people who attend your church and have some ideas. They are out there. If you're someone, if your church is a little bit smaller, you have access to people who work there and people who are in charge of ministries. Don't be afraid to talk to them about what you need. And tell them, like, it's outside of a small group. Like, we need something. We need the church to stand behind us. And that's what ministries do. They kind of inform the rest of the congregation and the people who are in that ministry that this is important to us. These people are important to us.
Absolutely. And they also set up safe social situations as well. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in the young adult ministry, there are different kinds of events and things that are put together, opportunities to serve, outreaches, certain things that are put together that are tailored to things that would appeal to people in that demographic. And I think it would be fantastic if we could have something like that for us as well. Have social situations set up for us too, because sometimes we're kind of trying to piggyback on something that isn't really for us. And so we're like in the house, but it's like, this is super young. And I mean, you know, I don't expect at all for our church to be like, hey girls, we got this rap concert for you. I completely don't expect that. But that would be wonderful.
Right.
But I think it would be great if more opportunities were set up for us to be able to come together in a social space as well, because again, it's you can't even tell who's in your group coming to church on a Sunday. You don't know who's within your age range. And I think it will be fantastic for us to be able to get to know each other and develop a community of sorts, so that we can hold each other up, be there for each other, and sharpen each other in the word, and also have that covering too of our church, where we're getting that from leadership, and we can still be pastored outside of a Sunday. Because then it feels like, I'm going to be honest, I'm in a place right now where I'm struggling to connect myself to a pastor, but I'm like, but how?
Yeah.
And that's a new space for me to be in. Mm-hmm. And it's challenging at times.
Yeah. We have no answers because we're not in a church ministry, where we're not like in leadership and somewhere where we are able to like tap somebody and be like, hey.
Okay, well, almost said something. But yeah, we're sharing this not to seem complainy, but to say, you know what, as 30 somethings, we understand that there's certain things that we need from our church. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fantastic that you think that highly of us, that we could just be on our own, but no.
And we're not talking personally about our church.
Absolutely.
We can only talk about our experience, but we know this is happening in multiple churches around the globe. So please hear that.
Yes.
Hear that.
Absolutely. We've definitely had conversations with friends who go to different churches, and I've discovered in having more conversations and asking about it, that's how we've learned, like, wait, this isn't just maybe if I just visited over here,
yeah,
then no, it's something that seems to be missing across the board. And if it's missing across the board, mm-hmm, I feel like it speaks to maybe a certain perception of who we are,
yeah,
as a demographic and what we may need. So the purpose of this video really is to speak to that, to say, hey, mm-hmm, these are the reasons why we need a 30-something ministry.
In the church, not our church.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's just, it will be very beneficial for us to have something like that, and that we do want it. Because I think that because we're adults, we're fully adults, mm-hmm, we've adulted for a while now.
Yeah.
Then I think it's easy for people to feel like, oh, we're fine and we just don't need that. We're just living our lives. And we're saying, no, we would still love to have something. Mm-hmm. We just want you to know that we would like it, and that these are the reasons why. And hopefully those could, you know, appeal to someone, yeah, who's already maybe thinking about starting something within their church.
Yeah. It's needed. It's necessary. If you think that your church also needs a 30-something ministry, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a 30-something ministry at your church or something that's similar for people in that age range, we'd also love to hear from you, because that's something that needs to be talked about more.
Yes.
If you have it, because a lot of people think that it's not happening and it doesn't exist. So big up your church, man. Let them know, yes, that, hey, you guys are doing things that are definitely necessary to the body.
Absolutely. Because if it's in Atlanta, might fall through.
All right, guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.